This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Come on and throw away your troubles, cast them to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. 'Cause there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all humming? It's a cowboy jubilee. If you've got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and want to be happy as we, just grab your hat, get your boots on, pretty soon you'll be long gone to that cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playing. Your blues won't mean a thing when you get in the swing. A cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading to that cowboy jubilee.
Goodbye to you and my my old Mexico.
As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, a pretty little girl I chanced to meet under the silvery moon. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? I asked her if she'd stop and talk, stop and talk, stop and talk. Her feet covered up the whole sidewalk, she was fair to view. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? I asked her if she'd be my wife, be my wife, be my wife. Then I'd be happy all my life if she'd marry me. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? Dance by the light of the moon. Dance by the light of the moon. Oh, Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Dick Curlis with an old cowboy tune from the 1800s that was released on the Jazzmen label in 2021. It's titled Buffalo Gals. Before Dick, we heard Goodbye to My Old Mexico by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. And the Sons of the Pioneers opened with The Cowboy Jubilee, composed by Ken Carson, a fellow who worked with the Pioneers back in the 1940s. This particular version was recorded in 1966, when the trio was Lloyd Perryman, Dale Warren, and Rusty Richards, with Roy Lanham on guitar. Now we have another 2021 release. This one comes from Texas. It's the Hot Texas Swing Band, and the name of the tune is Morning Green.
Just before the dawn, but a new day's rising, going strong. At last I can sing a happy song, 'cause it's a new day, it's morning green. Fresh start, I see the gleam, sunlight glow through the leaves of trees. See the morning green, beaming bright. We'll
waiting for the dawn's first light to see the path ahead just out of sight. Day break, the birds take flight, chase away the doubts at night. Sunlight glow through the leaves of trees, see the morning green beaming bright. Gotta remember when all goes wrong, it's darkest just before the dawn. But a new day's rising, growing strong. At last I can sing a happy song. Cause it's a new day, it's morning green. Fresh start, I see the gleam. Sunlight glow through the leaves of trees. See the morning green, beaming bright. Sunlight glow through the leaves of trees. See the morning green, beaming bright.
Every day the skies are blue, and the grazing's good there too. It's away off in that land beyond the sun, where the cool clear waters flow and the tumbleweeds don't. When the big boss calls the cowpokes one by one, then I'll cross the great divide where the plains are sweeping wide, and I'll head into that land beyond.
I lay me down at night, and the prairie stars are bright. I am dreaming of the land beyond the sun. Old horse, you're kind of dragging. I know you're tired, but so am I. This trail is long, and it's uphill, too. We're gonna make it, boy, and that's for true. So let's keep going till our work's all done and we reach the land beyond the sun.
Al and me, we wanna be there by sundown, when the big boss calls the cowpokes one by one. They've all hit the glory trail, but I'll join them without fail when I head into that land beyond the sun.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Land Beyond the Sun. It's one they recorded in 1950, and we heard from the Hot Texas Swing Band with Morning Green, a song they recorded in 2020 and released in 2021. Now we have a Western Swing instrumental by fiddler Blaine Sprouse. It's called I Saw Your Face in the Moon. And we'll let that one lead up to our Country Corner for today. Thank you.
Tonight they're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
That was Hank Williams introducing our Country Corner for today. Setting the Woods on Fire. I bought that record as a 78 when it first came out, and I played that side to death. And I flipped it over once and listened to the other side. That was a slow tune. I didn't care for it at all. Of course, I was just a kid then. That second side became a classic. You Win Again. But I really enjoyed the first one, Setting the Woods on Fire. We'd like to do something a little bit different today on the Country Corner. The next two songs sort of illustrate a change in the lyrics in country music back in the 1960s and early 70s. The songs are by Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn. They sing them and they compose them. We're going to start with Dolly Parton, who wrote a song, a beautiful song, really, a very descriptive song about her Tennessee mountain home. Listen very carefully to the lyrics, because they're the key to understanding what's going on in these two songs.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, fence along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. In my Tennessee mountain church on Sunday with the one you love. Just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby.
Isn't that a great song? That just takes you back to those beautiful Smoky Mountains in the summertime, doesn't it? Well, while that was going on, there was another trend of thought, introduced perhaps by Loretta Lynn. I haven't done any research on it, but she's the first one I know who really got down to brass tacks. Dolly Parton did too on some of her songs. But I've chosen one by Loretta Lynn because long ago, I used to work in the reproductive health field, and that's what I was doing when this particular song came out. So, as you might imagine, I was especially attracted to this one. Here again, the lyrics are key. And keep in mind, as you're listening, that this came out in the early 70s, when new family planning methods were just becoming available to more and more people. Once again, it's an illustration of how country music talks to the everyday experiences of lots of folks, especially those who live in the country or who were born there. Now let's listen to Loretta Lynn sing about the pill.
You wine me and dine me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you've kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
Loretta Lynn with The Pill, and that closes our country corner for today.
You know, Loretta recorded another song or two about the pressure that unplanned pregnancy was placing on families, especially rural families or urban families that were poor and couldn't afford medical attention they needed to space births or limit their family size. So she composed at least two songs and maybe a third one about that issue, looking at it from different points of view. The pill was probably the best seller because it was perceived pretty much as a novelty. It was a cute song, and lots of folks got a kick out of it and wanted to buy a copy. There was another one she wrote called Pregnant Again that focuses on poverty, and it has a line in it, for example, about supper consisting of a bowl of soup made from water and flour with a little bread to go along with it. But the young mother has to cope. Anyway, that's Loretta Lynn. Well, now we're going to go way back in cowboy history and listen to a cowboy folk singer named Harry McClintock. He's going to explain a song titled Utah Carol that he found on his travels through the West long ago. He'll sing a few bars of it, and then we'll hear Marty Robbins sing his version of Utah Carol, recorded in 1959. Here's Harry McClintock.
Well, I got this song from Clarence Lee, and I used to use it a lot, but I never use it without the words written out and in front of me. But it's Sam says it's a beautiful melody, and it was a favorite among the cowboys. You have asked of me, my little friend, why I'm lonesome, sad, and still, and why my brow is shadowed like the clouds on yonder hill. Draw in your pony closer, and the truth to you I'll tell. Of my partner, Utah Carol, and my last ride on the trail.
That sure is pretty, Mac. Where'd you say Lee came from?
Lee is from southern Utah. I think he's still down there. I think he still lives near Bluff, Utah. And he is the son of Jack Lee, the famous outlaw that was the original of Lassiter in Zane Grey's Riders of the Purple Sage.
And now, my friends, you've asked me what makes me sad and still, and why my brow is darkened like the clouds upon the hill. Run in your ponies closer, and I'll tell to you my tale of Utah Care, my partner, in his last ride on the trail. We rode the range together and rode it side by side. I loved him like a brother, and I wept when Utah died. We were rounding up one morning when work was almost done, when on his side the cattle started on a frightened run. Underneath the saddle that the boss's daughter rode, Utah that very morning had placed a bright red robe, so the saddle might ride easy for Lenore, his little friend. And it was this red blanket that brought him to his end. The blanket was now dragging behind her on the ground. The frightened cattle saw it and charged it with a bound. Lenore then saw her danger and turned her pony's face, and leaning in the saddle, tied the blanket to its place. But in leaning, lost her balance, fell in front of that wild tide. Lay still, Lenore, I'm coming, were the words that Utah cried. His faithful pony saw her and reached her with a bound. I thought he'd been successful and raised her from the ground. But the weight upon the saddle had not been felt before.
His back sent snapped like thunder, and he fell by Lenore. Picking up the blanket, he swung it o'er his head and started across the prairie. Lay still, Lenore, he said. When he got the stampede turned and saved Lenore, his friend, then turned to face the cattle and meet his fatal end. His six gun flashed like lightning, the report rang loud and clear. As the cattle rushed and killed him, he dropped the leading steer. On his funeral morning, I heard the preacher say, I hope we'll all meet Utah at the roundup far away. Then they wrapped him in a blanket that saved his little friend. And it was this red blanket that brought him to his end.
A little Western music history there from Marty Robbins and Harry McClintock with the story of Utah Carol. We've got Spade Cooley lined up featuring a song about his steel guitarist, Noel Boggs. It's titled The Boggs Boogie.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yi. Still on fire, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their haunch was black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard. Then he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay! The Ghost Riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't got 'em yet.
Cause we gotta ride forever on this range up in the sky, on horses snorting far.
As they ride on, hear their cry. To save your soul from hell, a-riding on our range. Then, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yay! Yippee-yi-yo! The ghost herd is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Bing Crosby with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And that serves to introduce a short set of music, Western music, sung by folks who ordinarily were known as pop singers, but they dabbled in Western as well, like Bing Crosby. So did Frankie Lane. You know, he was the first one to record the theme from the movie High Noon. Here's his version.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait along. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in High Noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait. Wait along,
Frankie Lane with Do Not Forsake Me. That sold a lot of records for Frankie. Well, the Ames brothers went back much further to record an old folk song, a Western folk song, called Rye Whiskey.
Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you of old. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. It's whiskey, you villain, you've been my downfall. You kicked me, you cuffed me, but I loved you for all. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. When I'm hungry, rye whiskey when I'm dry, a greenback when I'm hard up, a heaven when I die. Some people like water, some people like wine. Before I touch either, I'll drink turpentine. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel.
The ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd go to the bottom and never come up. But the ocean ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck, so I play Jack of Diamonds and trust to my luck.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. Hiccup, oh lordy, how bad I do feel. How bad I do feel.
Ames Brothers with Rye Whiskey. Dinah Shore didn't record many Western records, but when she did, she chalked up a smash hit with her record of Along the Navajo Trail.
Every day along about evening, when the sunlight it's beginning to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a wail, I dream by our smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, always finds me a wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Thank you. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Oh yes, it's time to climb into my saddle.
Dinah Shore with Along the Navajo Trail. Guy Lombardo makes a return visit to Western Music Time now with his theme song and his V-disc recording of a song called El Rancho Vegas.
This is Guy Lombardo with the Royal Canadians, bringing you some new tunes that we're sure you'll like. Our best wishes for your speedy return goes with this V-disc.
Vegas, with soft winds calling as dusk is falling, the mellow moon o'er El Rancho Vegas is softly beaming on you and me. I still remember the night you kissed me. The way you kissed me, I can't forget. I'm going home to El Rancho Vegas, where love is calling to you and me.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian Orchestra with El Rancho Vegas. You know, cowboys love to dance, and they especially enjoy a good waltz. The Osborne Brothers teamed up with Buddy Spiker to record one called the Tina Renee Waltz. We thought you might like to hear it. Thank you. The Osborne Brothers with their guest, fiddler Buddy Spiker, a well-known figure in Nashville, and if I'm not mistaken, he became a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame for his work on so many television shows and records in Nashville. And their song was the Tina Renee Waltz. A few minutes ago, we heard from the old traditional cowboy singer, Harry McClintock. Well, we've got somebody else from the same era. He's an old cowboy singer from Texas. His name was Mark Williams. And some friends of ours who had a copy of this disc thought you might enjoy listening to Mark's version of the classic Jesse James.
Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed a Danville train. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. And that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he feels. For he ate up Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed. Then he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never see a man suffer pain. And with his brother Frank, he robbed the Chicago bank and he stopped the Glendale train. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. And that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was on Wednesday night, the moon was shining bright, when they stopped the Glendale train. And the people they did say, for move away, it was robbed by Frank and Jesse James. It was on Saturday night when Jesse was at home talking to his family brave. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night and he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. And that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. The people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death and wondered how he ever came to die. It was one of the gang called Little Robert Ford. He shot poor Jesse on the fly. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. And that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Mark Williams with Jesse James. I don't often mention contributors to this show, but there are an awful lot of people in the audience who supply me with a lot of rare music, and I'd like to take just a minute to mention them. I'm taking a big chance because I'm counting on my memory here, and my memory is not as good as it used to be. So please forgive me if I leave out a name that I shouldn't. But very quickly, let me give you a list of the names of folks who come to the rescue every now and then to help improve the quality of this show. We've got Elizabeth, Jim, and George in Canada. We've got Roberto in Brazil, Ian and Paul in England, Jerry and Mike in Texas, Larry in New Jersey, and Bob in Arizona. And I sincerely apologize if you are someone who sends me music every now and then, and I fail to mention your name. I do appreciate it.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.